And here, friends in Rai Argentina to the world, today we have the pleasure, yes, of welcoming Mr. Billy Goodberry. He's a filmmaker, he's from the States, he was born in Dallas. He's an independent filmmaker, by the way, and he will tell us about his way of filming, his style, that has a lot taken from the neorealism, the Italian neorealism. Good morning, Mr. Goodberry. This is Miriam speaking.
Good morning. Thank you. Muchas gracias.
No, thank you for being with us. Tell us, you are visiting Argentina at the moment on a private or tourism visit, or is it because you are having here an event?
I'm here for Cinema Immigrante. I'm an invited guest, so that's the occasion for my presence.
What is that of the, tell us about the migrante cinema, is that what you said?
Yes, Cinema Migrante.
Uh-huh.
And it's a festival that, you know, they're showing, I think, 80 films or more from different countries in the world.
Uh-huh.
And there's a program devoted to some of the films I've made and films that I'm somehow associated with, so that's what I know about it. There's an international competition, there's a panorama, and so that's what I know.
Why? Are you in the contest of that? I mean, are you presenting a film of yours?
I'm presenting four films, but I'm not in competition. It's just a chance to share some films, and I had a master class, is called, and I've presented some other films that they thought I might be able to introduce.
Is one of the films that you are presenting, is this the one that I heard about, And When I Die, I Won't Stay Dead?
Yes. That's a film I completed in 2015. It's a film about a poet from the 1950s, a poet that's associated with the Beat Movement in the United States. But he's a figure from that time and that movement that is less well known. And so I made a film about him and about it, with his work and about his work and about his life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, to be remembered for good. I mean, he won't stay dead.
Yes. That's actually a line from one of his poems, but in a way it's a kind of appropriate challenge.
Yeah.
Because in his lifetime, he sort of, he preferred not to be a famous or a renowned person, and as a matter of fact, he used to profess to want to be completely anonymous and forgotten. And at the same time, it's a kind of provocation, because if you say that, people tend to want to do the reverse. Huh?
Yeah,
they want to know.
Yes.
It creates a mystery. And he was something of a legend and myth in his world, in his time.
Well, I guess.
And he wanted to be forgotten, and some say, well, history obliged him. But I didn't believe it was the right thing, so I tried to make something to remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You started, filming during the 60s or after the 60s, in the 70s, early 70s.
Yes, mid-70s, late-70s, into the 80s.
Yeah, and do you have any, or where are you in a certain way, influenced by this movement, the rebellion there in L.A.?
Sure, I'm associated with that. It's a group that it's a group that emerged at the University of California, Los Angeles Film School.
Yeah.
And it so happened that there was a large number of students that arrived at the university in the 70s or before, and then they started to make films, they started to collaborate and work together. And also it was a time of kind of heightened political consciousness, the anti-war movement, the different movements associated with the black political growth in black political consciousness after the civil rights movement, the black power movement, and the various groups. Black Panther Party is one of the more renowned. But in fact, Angela Davis was a young philosophy lecturer at UCLA in the 1970s, and that's when she was she was fired from her job by then Governor Ronald, at the insistence of Governor Ronald Reagan, because she refused to sign a loyalty oath, or she had not sort of disclosed that she was a member of the Communist Party of the United States, and that's why she was, that's the excuse they used to fire her. And she was at UCLA, and a number of my colleagues and a woman, a student from France, they made one of the first films about her, about her life as a teacher there, about the case of her being fired, about her campaign on behalf of some prisoners at the time, the Soledad brothers, one of whom became a famous writer. His name was George Jackson. But that was part of the time, and that's sort of when we began, we started cinema. It was a time of the cinema, of the new Latin American cinema, new African cinema, new cinemas and alternative cinemas in Asia, in Europe, and all over. And some of those movements, the Latin American one and some of the others, tend to be strongly engaged socially, politically, and aesthetically. And that appealed to us. And we were inspired by that by those movements, you know.
I was reading something about the values, yes, to give them a name, pursued by this movement at that time, such as a vision of a better society, a sensitivity to children and gender issues, the willingness to question any and all received wisdom, the identification with the liberation movements in the third world. Now, by reading this list of things, nothing seemed of the old times. I mean, I think that these objectives are still pursued in the world. And I wondered, which was the progress in the last 60 years if we are still fighting for the same principles?
I suspect that the goals and the ideals that might be, you know, for people now associated with that earlier period, it's a process. It's not like an event, or it's not something that you achieve and is final. It's something that people have to continue to fight for and demand and work toward, right? And so, no, it's not completely achieved. It continues. It existed before the 1970s or 1960s. But I think also it's probably necessary not to be completely pessimistic or despondent, because some progress has been made and has been consolidated, and it's meaningful progress. I mean, the heroic fight of the peoples of South America for democracy and the expansion of democracy is one of the most important things of the latter part of the 20th century.
It's a fact.
It can, in fact, instruct, inform, and encourage people in the northern part of the hemisphere to perhaps take an example, do the same. Is it perfect? No. Okay, are there setbacks and things like that? Yes, but gains were made. If we look at the coalition of the southern countries in South America, it's a project. Okay, it's incomplete. It was not perfect, but they demonstrated that this kind of cooperation, that this kind of proposition, is viable. Mm-hmm. But the people, if the people want it, then you know it will be maintained and it will be sustained.
So, according to this line of thought, do you think that your films, Bless the Little Heart or Ashes and Embers, are contemporary?
I mean, those films are of their time. Unfortunately, the subject matter of the films, unfortunately or fortunately, what happens is the subject matter of those films, I wish it were the case that, oh, I could say, well, those problems have been solved and people can move on to other things, the precariousness of work.
But they haven't.
Certain... Hello.
I'm sorry. I mean, we are cut off straightforward without warning.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you were telling me, yes, about the achievements in a certain way that we had obtained so far.
And then we were discussing the possible relevance or lack of for the films that you mentioned.
Yeah, that's it.
So I think I spoke about the subject or the Bless Their Little Hearts. The film Ashes and Embers, which is made by a colleague and one of the founders of this Los Angeles Rebellion thing, mm-hmm. Haile Gerima,
mm-hmm.
that film is about, its central figure is a Vietnam veteran, mm-hmm. a man who had fought in Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
and the issues that he returned to the United States with and his difficulty in integrating himself into the life and the community,
mm-hmm.
okay, when he returns. Unfortunately, probably this kind of problem, and I know this problem exists because of the past 16 years of wars in Afghanistan and
mm-hmm.
Iraq and all those places. So you get, unfortunately, more of these people.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's a sensitive and an intelligent and a vital kind of film. It's a wonderful film, this Ashes and Embers. If people have a chance, I invite them. They should see it.
A drama. It.
Yes. It's a dramatic narrative film. It's
yes.
not a documentary film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, many people suffer. Yes, the same problem nowadays. We have
yes.
some vets, and the story repeats.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell me what about your projects after going back to your country, I guess.
Oh, I have new projects in that I'm working on. And when I leave, when I return, I go back to Lisbon, where one of my long projects is based. And I go back to work on that project.
Okay.
And I have to finish a medium-length film, a 40-minute film,
mm-hmm.
that we've nearly completed, and we have to do the musical score and the sound design and all those things. So I have a lot to do when I go back.
Well, great. Great.
Okay. Yes.
I wish you the best. Well, I haven't really, I mean, I'm not going to tell you, I mean, lying here, but really haven't seen your films. However, I mean, listening to your way of thinking, I believe that they must be great films, and I'd love seeing one, I mean, any of them. So maybe I can get the Bless Their Little Hearts, which is also a drama, according
yes.
to the plot I have been reading. But it would be lovely to be able to watch one of them.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Woodbury... I mean, everything. We wish you all the success in your new project in Lisbon, as you said.
Yes.
And we hope you come back to Argentina once. How did you like Argentina now that you're here?
Oh, I think it's an incredible city. I only know parts of Buenos Aires, and I've had, 7-8 days? I don't know much. But I think it's an extraordinary place.
Do you like it really? Yeah.
And I'm really happy... to experience something of it, having only known it through films, books, and things like
mm-hmm.
that. So,
yeah.
And literature and things. So I'm really happy. Thank
well.
You very much. It's been wonderful. The people have been generous, kind, and very warm.
Thank you for having talked to us, and well, enjoy the rest of the time you stay here. Visit as many places as you can, and we hope you come back as whenever you can.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.